Welcome to Aviation Intelligence Weekly with Sarah and Mike, your guide to the aviation industry. FedEx just announced a $5.2 billion acquisition this week. Airlines are seeing their best insider buying activity in months, and fuel costs are spiking again.
And somehow, JetBlue rallied 22%, while defense stocks are getting hammered. That's not the pattern you'd expect.
We've got a lot to unpack from this week's filings. Major M&A, insider activity clustering around travel names, and some interesting signals about where management teams see value right now.
Plus, TSA numbers that might surprise you. I'm Mike.
I'm Sarah. Let's dig in.
This week's narrative was about capital allocation, coming back to aviation, both strategic deals and insider confidence converging at the same time fuel pressures are building.
Operationally, we're seeing companies make bold moves despite cost headwinds, which suggests managements believe the demand recovery has staying power even as input costs rise.
For investors, the message is clear. Aviation executives are putting real money to work, both corporate capital and personal capital, at price levels that looked unattractive just weeks ago.
That FedEx deal is the perfect example. $5.2 billion for a logistics rival when fuel is spiking? That's
betting on structural demand, growth overpowering cyclical cost pressure. Bold call.
This week, TSA screened 12.5 million passengers, up 3.4% year over year and 3.3% above the three-year average. Demand momentum is holding.
Which makes the airline stock moves more interesting. JetBlue led the pack at plus 22%, American up nearly 14%, Alaska up 13.6%.
Delta gained almost 7%, United about 7% as well. The major carriers are moving together.
Even the budget guys, Allegiant up 7.7%, Sun Country up 6%. Frontier exploded for 21%.
But here's what's weird. This is happening while fuel costs are climbing. Brent's been pushing higher. Jet fuel's getting expensive again.
The market's betting that pricing power beats input cost pressure, at least for now.
Cargo was strong too. FedEx up 5.5%, UPS up 4.3%. That acquisition news clearly helped FedEx.
Defense was the opposite story. Lockheed down 4.4%, Northrop down 2.4%, Raytheon down 2.5%.
What matters is that we're seeing a rotation within aviation, away from defense contractors and into commercial operators and logistics.
The common pressure behind this coordinated airline move was insider buying activity combined with solid travel demand data.
Right, and that demand strength is what gave management teams confidence to deploy capital aggressively.
Let's talk about what companies are actually doing with their money. That FedEx acquisition dominates the filing activity this week.
The 8K filed April 13th lays out a $5.2 billion deal for a major logistics rival. This isn't a small tuck-in acquisition. This is FedEx betting big on global delivery network expansion.
And the stock responded immediately, up 5.5% for the week.
What's significant operationally is the international focus. FedEx is strengthening presence in key international markets where they've been losing share to DHL and others.
For investors, this is about synergies and scale. The filing mentions cost savings, but the real story is pricing power in a consolidated market.
But then we get mixed signals from the insider activity. FedEx CFO sold $3.7 million worth of stock on April 10th.
Hold on. The CFO is selling while the company is making its biggest acquisition in years.
The filing says it was routine compensation related, but the timing is interesting. Make a huge strategic bet, then the CFO lightens up personally.
That's not necessarily contradictory. Company strategy and personal portfolio management are different things.
Fair point. And we're seeing the opposite pattern at the airlines.
Exactly. Delta had two Form 4s this week. Executives buying on the open market. One purchase was $719,900 worth of shares.
JetBlue executives bought 10,000 shares. Allegiant Insider picked up $447,500 worth.
When airline executives are buying their own stock with fuel costs rising, that's a strong signal about pricing power.
Or about valuation. These stocks got beaten up earlier this year, so even modest recovery looks attractive to management.
But it's not just airlines. Joby Aviation had two insider purchases this week. One executive bought 50,000 shares at $8.50.
That's $425,000 of personal capital into an eVTOL stock. Either he's very confident about certification timelines or very confident about valuation.
The tone across this week's filings was opportunistic. Management teams deploying capital, both corporate and personal, into assets they view as undervalued.
The common thread was confidence in demand recovery overwhelming cost pressures, whether that's domestic travel, international logistics, or future air mobility.
Some of the filings were routine. Honeywell had a VP sell shares, HEICO had a director transaction. But the pattern of airline insider buying is noteworthy.
Allegiant also filed an 8K about acquiring a regional carrier for $150 million. Not huge, but it shows smaller players are also in growth mode.
And Sun Country reported Q1 results. Revenue up 12%, but margins compressed by fuel costs. That's the dynamic everyone's navigating right now.
Revenue growth is there, but cost inflation is real. The companies that can pass through pricing are winning.
Let's talk about sector divergences, because we're seeing some interesting splits.
Airlines and cargo up, defense and engines down. That's a clear rotation.
Is this cyclical positioning or structural differentiation?
I think it's structural. The commercial aviation recovery has staying power, while defense spending faces budget pressure and program delays.
From an investor perspective, it's about growth visibility. Airlines have pricing power and demand recovery. Defense contractors have cost overruns and delivery delays.
Boeing's only up 0.5% despite filing an 8K with decent quarterly results. Revenue of $18.2 billion up 8% year over year.
But that $377 billion backlog doesn't matter if you can't deliver on schedule. The market's learned not to get excited about Boeing production promises.
Operationally, Boeing's issue is execution. They have the orders, they have the demand, but regulatory approval and manufacturing consistency remain question marks.
While airlines are executing, they're filling planes, raising prices, and generating cash flow that funds these insider purchases.
The eVTOL names are interesting too. Joby up 8.2%, Archer up 12.1%. Small sector, but it's participating in the commercial aviation optimism.
Though those are still speculative bets on future certification, very different risk profile than established airlines.
Looking ahead, I'm watching fuel prices. Jet fuel costs are climbing, and that's going to test airline pricing power in Q2.
My focus is insider activity. If airline executives keep buying their own stock while fuel costs rise, that tells you something powerful about their confidence in yield management.
The other thing to watch is Boeing delivery numbers. They keep promising production ramp-ups, but the execution hasn't matched the guidance.
And I want to see if this commercial aviation momentum continues, or if we start seeing profit-taking after these big moves.
This week suggests aviation operators are entering a period of confident capital deployment, signaling that investors are prioritizing demand growth over cost pressures, which implies we're in the middle innings of the recovery cycle rather than the late stages.
For now, the sector is betting on pricing power. We'll find out if that's justified.
This podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Always do your own research before making investment decisions. Welcome to Aviation Intelligence Weekly with Sarah and Mike, your guide to the aviation industry. Want the inside track on aviation's biggest players? Aviation Intelligence Weekly brings you expert analysis of airline earnings, breaking industry news, and deep dive company histories. From American Airlines to Boeing, we cover the business of flight every week. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.